If you've watched much television, you've probably come across a commercial like this.
Thanks, Title Max. Thanks, Title Max.
Gracias, Title Max.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Yeah, it was like a real catchy jingle that you just couldn't forget. It was so catchy, you know, I used to sing it over and over again in my head.
That's Lewis. We're withholding his last name because he took a loan from Title Max he now says is predatory. He's still working his way out of it, and it all started with that jingle.
Get your title back with Title Max. Something like that.
Car title lenders say they offer an important service to people who would otherwise have a hard time getting a loan from a traditional bank. But critics say that jingle is misleading. You don't get your title back. They take your title from you. And then maybe you get it back if you can make the payments. Lewis fell behind almost immediately.
The first payment came due, and I couldn't even make the first payment. I remember that because I called them and told them that I couldn't even make the first payment on the loan. And they said, no problem. We'll work with you. So they did something where they extended my loan. And from my understanding, they weren't supposed to do that.
So what did Title Max do wrong?
After he had missed a payment, they should have stopped charging interest 60 days after that point.
That's Dana Wiggins at the Virginia Poverty Law Center. She says she hears the same story over and over again. Car title lenders continuing to charge interest even after the borrower missed a payment.
Every time we get somebody who calls us about a title loan, they have that exact issue.
The people who get caught up in these kinds of loans don't have many friends in Richmond, but the title lenders do. And the week before the General Assembly session began last year, title lenders gave $35,000 in campaign contributions, even though the election ended in November of the previous year. Like many businesses, title lenders make a habit of donating money after the election, but before the beginning of session, when they're legally prohibited from giving.
They serve a very useful purpose for the business because it reminds people right at the start of the session who their friends are.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington.
The coalition of people to block regulation may include some Democrats and some Republicans, and that's why they are equal opportunity givers. Some money goes to Democrats and some to Republicans.
Take, for example, the $15,000 contribution Loan Max gave to the Senate Democratic caucus the day before session began. A few days later, the Senate Democratic leader brokered a deal that involved two of the state's leading car title lenders voluntarily agreeing to stop offering multiple kinds of loans, an arrangement many considered a bait-and-switch operation. That deal ended up torpedoing all the reform bills.
It's impossible to say that there was a quid pro quo. I mean, you just can't say that.
That's Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University.
But it is possible to say that there was an effort on Loan Max's part to gain access to elected officials so that their case could be heard.
Loan Max certainly got a hearing from Senate Democratic leader Dick Saslaw. He's the one who negotiated that deal involving the voluntary agreement with two of the three leading car title lenders in Virginia. Loan Max was not part of that deal, even though the company held a license to offer more than one kind of loan at one location in Alexandria. Saslaw says Loan Max isn't the problem.
Loan Max doesn't do that business. They don't do it in the same facility. They were the ones that called and alerted me to what was going on.
Yeah. Well, they have a license to do it. And
they don't do it. End of discussion.
That actually might be the end of the discussion, because state regulators refuse to release information about how many cars Loan Max repossesses or how many loans Title Max makes. State Senator Scott Surville is part of a lawsuit suing the State Corporation Commission to make that kind of information public.
You know, the law is the law, and if the law says you got to release the records, you got to release the records. I've never heard of a court before saying, I'm not going to interpret a statute, I'm just going to call up the legislature and ask them to fix it so I don't have to make a decision.
The State Corporation Commission has also declined to take action on removing that dual licensing authority, the one that allows title lenders to offer more than one kind of loan at their storefront locations. Now that's despite a specific request from Senator Saslaw and Senator Frank Wagner to do just that. Meanwhile, people like Lewis, they're living with the consequences of a system that allows these businesses to evade regulations lawmakers crafted to protect consumers.
I mean, I lost everything. I lost my place. I didn't have transportation again. I became homeless again. And I've been struggling with that issue ever since, Michael, even up to this day.
Lawmakers who are concerned about a bait and switch might end up taking action this year to limit storefront locations to one kind of loan or another. A recent report from the State Corporation Commission shows 5 car title lending companies are currently also offering open-end lines of credit loans. Now, that's an almost completely unregulated product. And 5 consumer finance companies are also currently offering open-end lines of credit. That's in addition to the other kinds of loans they're already offering, picking and choosing which rules they want to follow so they can maximize their profits at the expense of people who are already having a hard time making ends meet. For WCVE, I'm Michael Pope.